You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Oh, dear. ENN, which is delivered tonight by DoorDash. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it free for 30 days. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Snitker, 66.
And good evening to Don.
You're saying it wrong. It's Paul Holden.
And good evening to Don.
Look at this. Look at this belly, huh?
And good evening to myself, Jabroni Pumpleduck.
A.K.A. Josh Rosen.
Oh, I got to tell you, that could be around later. I
got, you know what drought madness is to me? It's like the 27 Yankees, the 76 Steelers, the 77 Canadians, or whatever. Like, it's like they're playing every night. You know, it's like there's wins every day.
It's wild how strong the field's going to be this year.
I mean, every day there could be consideration for a drop that not only gets in madness,
I'm gonna
win it all.
I'm going to say this again this year, and we'll see, Don, when no one listens to me. Because I know Don and I would be willing to do this, but Michael would not. But we could do it on Zoom, although it would be fun in person. I love the idea of us getting together in mid-March, going to the station one day, ordering some pizzas, and hitting record, and we all... Michael, Don, myself, Andrew, and Anthony all get in the studio and record like a 2-hour podcast breaking down the field.
Holy crap.
I would love it.
So a selection show.
A monster selection show podcast. I believe if we promoted that on the air and it was podcast only, it would give our podcast a huge bump. That's my belief.
Jam it up!
Michael, any interest?
Are we getting paid for this?
All right.
I love when he asks the questions and he knows the answer.
Are we getting paid for this?
What?
I mean,
that would imply
in the
that
end, the hope is yes, by better ratings and bonuses and extensions and all the things that come with good radio.
Right. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't get paid to do this.
I think we do great radio. I don't think we have to do a podcast to make it greater.
But yeah, but you know, Mike, Peter, here's what we do. We agreed you and I do it, and then Michael will feel guilty and join.
You like the 2 o'clock hour.
It's a good point. That actually,
well, I can give examples where you'd be wrong, Michael, but I'll leave it alone.
All right, let's talk a little bit of football, shall we? It's a football Friday, isn't it? You know, let's.
Yeah.
While Bucks Montana sent out a screen grab of you lifting your shirt, you look terrific.
He really does. I got to tell you, I was kind of blown away by it.
Wow.
You're one of the only people I know who's fatter with clothes on. Which I think is also.
I don't know how to feel about that.
It's a great compliment. I just gave you.
Only Nancy gets to really see him naked.
Let's be honest. The truth of the matter is everyone's playing to be naked. That's what you're really working for. And
not anymore.
But the fact is, Don, you look fantastic. Nancy's got herself
I would rather look good in clothes than look good naked. The amount of times I'm naked dims in comparison to me being in clothes.
Most of the time you're naked, it's dark, and nobody can really appreciate it. Right?
And there's only one person at this point who sees it.
By the way, Mr. Bruni has made Jarvis a list.
No. Yeah. He included Mr. Bruni?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
I love that. Oh, no, Billy Bob Thornton is a great.
Put Billy Bob Thornton is Mr. Bruni. Is not.
If you're not following, if you're not following Jar from Oz, he does a great job with our picks.
Honestly, he does a great job. You really should be following him. At Jar from Oz, do it.
Make yourself happy.
2600. It's at 2603 right now. I want by the end of ENN it to be 3000.
Pick him.
Jarvis gets a 3,000 today. Go follow him. Because all weekend, the beauty is, too, he updates the points over the weekend. He just keeps you up to date with all things. You'll know how Mr. Bruni's picks are doing this weekend, too, which is
I'm going to get a real picture of Mr. Bruni next week.
Seriously, how many times on a Sunday do you go to Jarv to just get an update on what everybody else has picked?
Oh yeah,
take a screenshot of the. I have it in my photos, and I call it up.
It's like when I'm playing poker. Like I have to keep looking at my cards. Like I can't retain the information.
No, you can't retain.
I look. All right, here's what Peter picked, and then like a half hour later, I'm like, I don't remember. I got to go back and see.
I know. Me too. It's the entire weekend, and then sometimes you get this bonus where you're like, oh, I thought it was this 3-point play, but it was this 1-point play.
It's too much.
All right, Cam Newton is going to make his first start in his second stint with the Carolina Panthers.
And you're betting against them.
Against Washington and his former head coach, Ron Rivera. Matt Rhule made it official on Friday that the 32-year-old, after a full week of practice, quote, he's really done a nice job learning the game plan for this week. He's really worked hard. He's a really smart player, really smart quarterback. He signed a 1-year contract 8 days ago that will pay him up to $10 million to finish the season. He played 8 plays in Sunday's 34-10 win over Arizona. God, you guys, we talk about the amount of points that a player is worth, guys. Is there a version of you? Does a healthy Kyler Murray lose 34-10 to Carolina?
Probably not.
No, but I still think they lose the game, though. They were just awful.
Jeez Louise. But still, that was such
that was
a random
pick.
Score.
That was a bad pick.
You picked Arizona?
I did.
Don, that's one of the worst picks all year. And you wouldn't have guessed it. It's insane that happened. Now, on the other side of the ball, beautiful acquisition by my Washington football team, as Ron Rivera revealed today. It's unlikely that Ryan Fitzpatrick will be available this year. Hey, guys, Washington's two biggest acquisitions in the offseason, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Curtis Samuel. Samuel's played one game. Fitzpatrick's played a quarter of a game. He said that there's another checkup coming up, but the indication is that things are done for the season. Quote, it's trending that way. We'll see after he has his next checkup. There's some progress, unfortunately, not way up there, but it's progress. So we'll continue to work, do his rehab, and be reevaluated soon. Good job, guys.
Not good.
Not what you want. And by the way, if he comes back, I think Heinicke's done enough that you're not going to pull him out for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Not right now.
I think if Ryan Fitzpatrick and James Harden actually kissed, they couldn't separate their beards. They'd be together for hours.
How often do you think about things like this?
I just thought about it right now because I think both of their beards are abominable.
Whose is worse?
Bird's nest. Harden's is awful.
I think Fitzpatrick's is worse, though.
You know what? Either one is abhorrent to me.
God, you really have been affected by the New York Yankees. It's unbelievable. You're disgusted by beards now, too?
I don't mind. Rick DiPietro sort of beard. But I mean, what are you growing at Abe Lincoln?
Rick DiPietro has a beard.
He's got he always has the Don Johnson look.
Does he have more beard than me? Right
about
now,
the same. Not the same.
But Rick is just the standard of man.
No,
I think
think you. I think yours looks terrific too. I don't understand why you would have that big beard. For what? So you could catch your food later.
Yeah, it's kind of.
You're hungry.
So you wouldn't. Yeah, like the Joe Thornton's almost down to his chest. It's
a joke.
It's Santa Claus.
It's a joke.
You weren't a big ZZ Top guy. I take it.
Loved them.
Really?
Yeah, I loved them all.
What do you think would have happened if ZZ Top was signed by the Yankees?
He would have had a shave. He would have been ZZ Nothing on top.
Well, that reveals everything when you refer to ZZ Top as he.
As singular. Yeah, that was a
troubling. He did, and I just answered.
No, I didn't. Don?
Well, I said they.
No.
No.
I said
that. Go play the tape back. Go play it back, because I made sure that I corrected myself.
Okay, because I said, what would have happened if ZZ Top was signed by the Yankees? And you said he would have had to shave his beard. Don?
That was after I had just said they. Okay. Play it back, Anthony. Play it back. These clowns are jumping me today, and they're wrong.
It's sad
just because
to hear
you lost the lead, Peter. Don't get upset.
Sad to hear you lie on the air like this. It really, really is sad. Now, before I don't want to get caught up.
Wow.
Before we get into this weekend's NFL action that we have in front of us, I do want to say we have a huge first ever ESPN Plus pay-per-view exclusive with Top Rank tomorrow night. All right? We got Crawford Porter. Terrence Bud Crawford, one of the best on planet Earth. Some say pound for pound the best. Against the great Sean Porter. Going to be an awesome fight. Available on ESPN Plus. Pay-per-view. I'm in. Andrew, you happy Dallas Goedert has a 4-year extension worth $59 million for the Eagles?
Yeah, it's good. They had to. I mean, once they traded Zach Ertz, they really had no choice. And I'm sure it was always the plan. But he's really good. So I'm happy to see him through the year 2025.
You guys have had a good tight end run, huh?
Yeah, Ertz for years. And now Goddard's going to continue it, it looks like, for at least a few more.
Good for you. Really happy for
Thanks.
You. I hope that we celebrate with a big W this weekend. You know what I mean?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know what? Let's break down your local NFL announcer schedule.
Oh, it's back.
For this weekend.
Local? I'm not on board.
You only want the full thing or nothing at all.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll start at 1 p.m. New York. Picture it. MetLife Stadium. The dreaded, dominating, imposing defense of the Miami Dolphins. So daunting that quarterbacks are being benched because they're scared to see this formidable bunch from Miami.
Can't handle the blitzkrieg.
Miami, the Dolphins, the Jets of NY on the call on CBS. Gumble to Gumble, Greg Gumble.
Now, SportsCenter with Greg Gumble.
Joined by Adam Archuleta.
Adam Golden Archuleta.
And the great AJ Ross on the sideline. Now, the Jets have allowed 30-plus points in 4 straight games, one shy of the franchise record set in 1996. Dolphins haven't scored more than 28 points this season. Don, early in the week, you liked the Jets, but in the end, you took the Giants.
Yeah, in the end, there was a couple that I liked, but Jets didn't make the cut.
You were in on that so hard early in the week.
Yeah, what happened to you?
I just like the Titans and the Giants better.
1 p.m. on Fox, you have Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at division rival Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. 1 p.m. Fox, you know you got on the call, Kevin Burkhart.
Keith, these are definitely not pumpkins.
He'll be joined by Greg Not Olden Olsen.
James Harrison one time in the middle of the game hit me so hard under the throat that I threw up in the middle of the play in my mouth and I had to swallow it.
And the great Pam Oliver on the sideline.
Hey, now.
Thank you. Aaron Rodgers,
60 years old. Can you?
What?
Yeah, there's a whole big article. Yeah, she turned 60.
What?
Yeah.
You know what she has?
Unbelievable.
You know what she has to say about that?
What's that?
Hey, now.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers. 50 passing TDs to 7 interceptions in his career against the Vikings. 7-1 TD INT ratio is the best of any QB versus a single opponent all time, minimum 500 passes. I considered Green Bay. Damn it, I wish I'd seen that stat. Dallas at Kansas City, the game everyone's talking about. 425 on Fox, my 3-point game. And, of course, you know who they have for the 425 Foxer. That's the Buckman, Joe Buck.
He's Joe Buck.
He's joined by the Hall of Famer, Troy Aikman.
Come on, Daddy.
And another Hall of Famer to be, Aaron Andrews.
All right, old man, I can joke with you about that.
And Tom Rinaldi. Kansas City, a 2.5-point favorite at home. With Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, KC has never been favored by less than a field goal at home.
Ooh, wow. Good stat.
No.
That is a good one.
That's
juicy.
A good
Thank you,
ball.
Andrew. 8:20 NBC. Pittsburgh at Los Angeles against Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Al Michaels on the call.
He did what?
Joined by Chris Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
And, of course, Michelle Tafoya.
I love the Chargers in this game. This was the one I didn't pick.
I was leaning towards that, too.
Vivid Seats projects that 64% of the fans in Los Angeles at SoFi will be Steelers fans.
Hmm. Now, are those the seats
Vivid
that you
video,
sit in
great.
When you watch video? Vivid Video?
No. Vivid Seats and Vivid Video.
Different? Great. Different company.
Wildly different business
like
model.
If you like your porn video in a really big, obnoxious cardboard box.
What?
I don't think I understood what
Me
that
is. Me either.
What that
Here's
meant.
A guy.
Yeah, that's right. Monday night, 8:15, your New York Giants. Of course, Daniel Jones trying to change his luck. 0-7 in primetime as Giants QB at Tampa Bay. The Patriots trying to avoid losing three in a row. Sorry, Tom Brady. He's not the Patriots. Tom Brady trying to avoid losing three in a row for just the second time in his career. He lost three in a row with the Patriots all the way back in 2002. Brady, for his career, 5-3 against the Giants, including those Super Bowls. He's won three straight against the Giants since losing Super Bowl 46. And that is your NFL announcer lineup for this weekend. Michael, how are you feeling about the shorter version?
I like it better than the longer one.
I love the longer one.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. So.
Say it. You're a fan of The Office.
But Peter, we have the ZZ Top audio. Why don't we listen?
What do you think would have happened if ZZ Top was signed by the Yankees?
He would have had a shave. No, it was before that, Anthony.
No, it wasn't.
That's yeah,
before.
It was
it doesn't
before
matter.
That.
After.
Because he was sent, you know what? Both of you take a walk. Have lousy weekends, both of you.
Well, the other day we saw the Warriors and the Nets battle. The Warriors won easily, and now just a few days later, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are out. Golden State very shorthanded against the Pistons tonight. Curry's out with a hip contusion. Draymond's out with a thigh contusion. And Iguodala's out with right knee soreness. And Otto Porter Jr. out as well. Curry said he needs to get things checked out. Get his hip checked out. Of course, he still managed to destroy the Nets the other night. But KD is now going to miss his first season due to a shoulder sprain.
First season or first game?
He's going to miss the first game of this season, I should say.
Okay.
He's not going to miss the season.
Listen, good for you, Michael.
He's going to miss his first game of this season against the Magic tonight. One bit before we wrap here on a Friday, have you ever seen a Cleveland story more Clevelandy than this story?
No. Did you see this, Michael?
Yeah, I did.
The Cleveland Guardians are officially launched as the new baseball team. No more Indians. They are the Guardians. And as the first available Guardians merchandise became available after 106 years of them being the Cleveland Indians, a sign installed outside the team store at Progressive Field broke free from its mount and crashed to the sidewalk, smashing everywhere. Literally. I mean, it was smashed into pieces, guys. Is that how you want to start the new era?
What do you do?
Leave Cleveland? Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone? Just really,
I miss
really.
That song. We haven't played that in a good 3 years.
You want to hear it? We have an exciting guest next, so we got to take a break.
Look at somebody being responsible.
Here's what I'm going to do. You know what? You try to do something nice, and then the person just kicks you in the cubes, Don.
You almost said the N-word, didn't you?
That'll do it for excuse me? That'll do it for ENN. Delivered by DoorDash. Save money on convenience, groceries, and more when you sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash with zero delivery fees. You're free to get all of your faves whenever you want. Sign up for Dash Pass and try it for free for 30 days.
All right, we have Gautam Chopra. coming up, and he is the director of the 10-part documentary on ESPN Plus airing right now, Man in the Arena, Tom Brady. So we'll talk to Gotham in just a moment right here on, yes, the 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.